8 Pen Publishing continues to sponsor Above the Firehouse podcast. For classic Disney photography, artwork, and artists, go to www.8penpublishing.com.
Good morning, and welcome to Disneyland. You're now standing in Town Square, USA, in a typical American town at the turn of the last century. While you're waiting for the remainder of Disneyland to open, you may visit a few of the attractions already open in Town Square. From the Disneyland and Santa Fe Railroad Station, you can journey around the perimeter of the Magic Kingdom, passing through the Backwoods Country, Indian Territory, the Grand Canyon Diorama, and the Primeval World. In the Opera House, enjoy great moments with Mr. Lincoln, the amazing, realistic figure of our 16th president, brought to life through the wonders of audio animatronics. If you're holding a ticket for one of our informative guided tours, you'll find the tour garden just to the left of City Hall. Brighten your morning with a cup of delicious Hills Brothers coffee, or browse through the Disneyland Emporium. For your convenience, rental cameras may be obtained from the Kodak shop on Main Street, rental lockers in the Global Van Lines building. Restrooms are located just off the veranda between City Hall and the fire station. Have a happy day in Walt Disney's Magic Kingdom.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we are about to embark on a journey into all things Disney. So join us as we travel through the main gate, under the trestle, and just past City Hall to our final destination, Above the Firehouse. And now your host, Tony Pascal.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Above the Firehouse podcast. My name is Tony, and I'll be your host. This podcast is a look into all things Disney and also provides you with audio and visual experiences. Every now and then, I will do a video cast. Hello, once again, everybody. For those that have purchased my Above the Firehouse pins, once again, if you still like to purchase them, there's still a limited edition of them available, and I still have a few left. And there's $6 with shipping included. And make a $10 donation, and you also get a pin free as a thank you. Now, still, they're only available in the U.S., and I'll be making it, I swear, I promise, available to the outside very, very, very soon. Now, the purchase does help, and I'm still working on that list of equipment that I'll be getting to help upgrade the production level of my podcast. I already have the mix already, the Alesis Multimix 16 USB, the microphone I see you get a stand for it, and other toys. The gallery is once again updated from the trip on November 24th, and go check that out at abovethefirehouse.com/gallery. And I do want to say sorry for the podcast is late. I had surprise house guests, and I really couldn't, you know, get my podcast out because, well, they were basically in the way. And also, you know, it's getting Christmas time now, so, you know, I was also putting up some lights in my apartment and did some other stuff that I needed to do. And, get all that done. So it's done. I got it done. Okay. Hey, hope you guys like the audio quality of the opening of the old-time Main Street announcement. I recorded a little bit, you know, just, you know, try to make it sound a little bit better. Because before, I think it kind of sounded like, I don't know, the announcement was kind of like in the water or something. What do I know, you know? You know. You know, don't you? You do, yeah. Awesome. Real cool. Well, then, now that you know, do you know this? That's right, this week in Disney history, we look into the history of Disney. December 5th in the year 1901, that's a long time ago, Walter Elias Disney is born to Flora and Elias Disney in their two-story cottage in Chicago, Illinois. The third Disney son is named to honor the family pastor and friend Walter Parr. He's a preacher in St. Paul's Congregational Church at the time, and the pastor would in turn later named his son Elias after Walt's father. And then the Disney family would move to Missouri in 1906, where Walt and his brothers and sister would grow up on a farm in Marceline. But then the family would later, you know, return to Chicago in 1917. On that day, in the year 1985, the city of Anaheim salutes Disney on his birthday with a world record release of 1 million balloons over the park. That's going to be like 70 pounds of like helium. You can probably lift, what, about 190 people with that in the air? Could you imagine doing the helium going, "Hi, everybody! Helium!" Okay. On that day in the year 1966, an ill Walt Disney celebrates his last birthday in a California hospital. On December 9th, in the year 1994, the Tomorrowland Terrace, a restaurant in Disney World's Tomorrowland, reopens as Cosmic Waves Starlight Cafe. On December 10th, 1969, award-winning composer Lee Herlin passes away in Los Angeles, California. Among his best-known Disney tunes, When You Wish Upon a Star from Pinocchio. On that day in the year 1998, the Test Track Preview Center at Epcot closes. Then 9 days later, they open it as Test Track. Wow. And that's This Week in Disney History.
In the middle of the night, out of the speakers it came. No one knew the destruction it would cause. And now, just when you thought it was safe to go back to the podcast, Above the Firehouse brings you another stupid Disney joke.
And this one I got off of the Disney Legends DVD. What do you get when you remove your ears off of your Mickey Mouse hat? Would you like a moment to think about that? Okay. You get a yarmulke. And that is a stupid joke.
If you don't know now, now you do.
About the Firehouse, that's just a fun fact for you.
Did you know that there's a city in Mays County, Oklahoma, named Disney? And that's this week's Disney fun fact.
Have you ever seen a romance?
Just a quick announcement. I will be at Disneyland December 15th, the day before the anniversary of Walt Disney's death. That would be 40 years since his passing. And I'll be there with my niece and nephew, who I will put on the podcast with me that day. And we'll have some fun with that. Now, last time I was at the park, I got so much audio, I have to save the rest for the next week's show. So we got a nice little cool two-part show for you. This is part one. Well, once again, I overslept again, but I made my way over there and got there about 11:45 or so. Got in the park, and then I got in my locker, did some things. Came back and started towards to go, you know, in Town Square, where the Disneyland was at, and they had the tree and everything. Now, since Christmas is in full swing, it was more of a Christmas feel this time. They asked the guests that answered the question to come on in and sing along for a song of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. So, check out a little Christmas tip with the Disneyland Marching Band.
Thank you. bang, bang. Welcome to Times Square for our Christmas concert. Great Christmas music. I'm sure you've heard over the years. Probably not the same way that you're here today, but you do have a great day. Also, let me see. What do we need for a concert? Well, we got a tree.
What do you want?
Same size as a tree.
No,
not really. And
coming to town. And I got some advice for all you folks out there. You better not shout. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. I'm telling you why.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Beaver Mouth. Jingle Bell. Now, that's a real obvious clue. I know what they're doing now. Look, that's a great computer. I'm traveling. Here's the reason I'm going to write that. It's called Beaver Mouth.
I had to get on a ride because I was jonesing and had to do one. So made my way over there to Big Thunder Mountain.
Yeah.
Sorry. Once I got on that, made my way back to Town Square. Had an insane lunch. Oh my gosh, I'd like to tell you about it, but I'll start getting really hungry. I'll save it for a part two. Ooh, a cliffhanger. Yeah, baby. So, on my way back, to Town Square, I was lucky enough to catch the last half of a performance by the Firehouse 4 plus 2, or is it Firehouse 5 plus 2? Not sure. I'll find out. But, good little show. Got a chance to catch it, and I'm going to present that to you right now.
We'll be right back. do, huh, dude?
Who's our cat?
Now, I played the Royal State Bachelors last time. Well, I got another performance from them on a song, and I was kind of behind the stage wondering where... Not actually on stage, but I was actually behind there in a little area there wondering where I should go on next. And they had another Queenie singing with them. I tell you, man, they go through so many singers. They're like Spinal Taps, you know, with the drummer situation. I don't know. It's hard to keep up, you know. But the one I played you last time, she rocked. She's been the best so far. So, let me just play you a little short segment of that one. Really cool, nice little song from the Royal Street Bachelors and Queenie.
Now I think it's time for my grandmama's song. Is that all right? We can't go tribute to her now. I'm going to catch up to you, boys.
Yeah, let's lay down that burden now.
This is a good Southern favorite. I'm going to lay down my burdens down by the riverside.
A little bit more added to my website within a week. I'm going to be setting up my store to get ready for DVDs to sell and other fine freaky stuff to support my podcast. I fixed the shout box on the website as well. There's like tons of new stuff coming our way here on the site, so check out the website abovethefirehouse.com coming this week for those changes. Also, don't forget the forums, abovethefirehouse.com/forums. As well in the gallery, abovethefirehouse.com/gallery. For those changes. And such not. Well, that's part one of our part two show. And yes, this is the end of our show. Thank you for letting me entertain you, and I'd love to hear your feedback. I got a little special something at the very end after I'm done with this little spill, so I'm going to play your voicemails on the show. And if you wish to leave a voicemail, you can at 818-574-5027 or our direct voicemail at area code 206-203-2268, and your feedback is important. to me. If you have anything Disney related, stupid Disney jokes, stupid, you know, fun fact, you know, you're welcome to leave me a voicemail or an email, and that is podcast@abovethefirehouse.com. And don't forget the gallery, abovethefirehouse.com/gallery. Send me in your pictures. It could be from a cell phone or a regular phone. I'll put them up, put your little gallery just for you, and get y'all hooked up, because, you know, that's how I roll. Definitely. So join on the forums as well, abovethefirehouse.com/forums. It's free and painless. And before I go, I'd like to add just a little something, you know, different, because when Disney closes, they have a little special announcement. So let me just do something like that right here before I go. My name is Tony, and we'll see you again next time on Above the Firehouse. So until then, have a magical week, and peace and chicken grease.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Disneyland has now ended its normal operating day. We hope you enjoyed your visit to the Magic Kingdom, and you'll be back to visit again soon. Tonight, for your shopping convenience, Main Street will remain open for an additional hour. I repeat, Main Street will remain open for an additional hour for your shopping convenience. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Disneyland has now concluded its normal operating day.
Yeah, folks, and me and my pals hope you had a swell time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mickey?
Uh-huh.
It's that time.
What time is that, Minnie?
Oh, Goofy?
What? Oh.
Now it's time to say goodnight to all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
It's always Mickey Mouse.
K-E-Y.
Why?
Because we like you.
M-O-U-S-E.
For your shopping convenience, this evening, Main Street will remain open for an additional half hour.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Above the Firehouse, where the light of the Disney legacy shines on.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, in just a few moments, the window to the Magic Podcast Show will begin. Your friend and host, Mr. Paul Berry, invites you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the sounds of Walt Disney's original Magic Kingdom.
My name is Patrick.
My name is Calvin.
I'm Mouseketeer Greg.
My name is Paul, and I will be your guide through the wonderful world of Disney sound experiences.
This show is a weekly trip into the world of the Disney theme parks and resorts.
And this is the place where you get to use your ears to surround yourself with the magic.
For your safety, please remain seated while listening to the WindowToTheMagic.com podcast.
I'm going to take you on a trip around the Disneyland Resort.
The rules of the game are simple.
We're going to start in the Esplanade, and we're going to end somewhere either in Disneyland or in Disney's California Adventure. It's your job to tell me where we ended up and how we got there.
Now that you know all the rules, it's time to play the game.
That's fantastic.
Do you ever go to one of the Disney parks, stop for a moment, and listen to the music?
I could hear it and almost see it as if it were unfolding around me.
As the music made its way through the crowd and into my ears, it invaded my very soul and inflicted me with rhythmitis.
Maybe there's a name for this, something like dysnotic obsession.
Surround yourself with the magic!
Surround yourself with the magic.
Please visit windowtothemagic.com for more information.